Hello again, and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for May 2016. May marks the start of the noctilucent cloud season, which runs from the middle of the month to the start of August. Noctilucent clouds are, as their Latin name suggests, night shining. They are quite rare and can be put on quite a spectacular display. These clouds are very high up in the atmosphere, in an area called the mesosphere, which is around 80 kilometres above the ground. This is a lot higher than where the more normal clouds form in the troposphere, in the lower 5 to 10 kilometres of the atmosphere. They are caused by sunlight shining through ice crystals formed at these heights. During the summer, the sun is only just below the horizon overnight, and is just about at the right angle for the ice crystals to refract the sunlight so that it can be seen here on the ground. Look out for an eerie blue-white luminous cloud between 10 p.m. and midnight clock time, low in the northwest. Now on to the moon. New moon is on the 6th of the month, with the full moon following 2 weeks later on the 21st. So the beginning of the month is best for observing. And now the planets. The highlight of the month is a relatively rare transit of Mercury on Monday the 9th of May. This is where Mercury crosses the face of the Sun, as seen from the Earth. The transit commences at 12:12 and finishes at 19:40 BST. To see this event, use your telescope or binoculars with one side keeping its lens cap on to project the image of the Sun onto a piece of white card. Don't forget, under no circumstances should you ever look at the Sun directly, especially with a telescope or binoculars. Venus is just visible this month in the east-northeast, the very bright object just before sunrise, very low down. Mars is visible at the end of the month around 1 a.m, and it is the red object in the south in Scorpius. Jupiter continues to shine brightly at the start of the month in Leo, just west of south. Finally, Saturn will be visible at the end of the month at around 1 a.m, looking south in the constellation of Ophiuchus, the serpent bearer, the strange 13th sign of the zodiac. Look out for details on the rings and some of the brighter moons through binoculars or a telescope. There is only one decent meteor shower to look out for this month, and that's the Eta Aquarids. These peak in the early hours on the 6th of May, with the radiant or apparent position where the meteors stream from, low in the east at about 3 a.m. The zenithal hourly rate, or the maximum number of meteors you would expect to see under ideal conditions if you are directly underneath the radiant, is 55, but don't expect to see anywhere near this amount in the UK. On now to constellation watching. We are now well into the summer sky. I mentioned the Cygnus family last month. This month I want to talk about a couple of lesser-known constellations, the Cup and the Crow or Raven, otherwise known as Crater and Corvus. These might pose you a little challenge to find them. They are both quite low in the southwest in the middle of the month around 11 p.m, just to the right of Virgo and the bright star Spica. Corvus is a nice little constellation that looks like a square of stars with one of the corners pulled away. Crater is a bit harder to see, as there is only one star of similar brightness to those of Corvus. However, if you look to the right of Corvus, you might see a semicircle of stars, and this is Crater, the Cup. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazines, or in an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. As always, a planisphere is an invaluable tool for finding out what is visible when and where, for any date and time of the year, and these are readily available from any good bookshops. That's all for now, but listen out next month for June's highlights. Bye for now.